From back Simon Chevrolet, east of Fort Wayne on US 30, across from New Haven High School. You'll definitely save lots of money.
50,000 watts on 1190. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Informed sources say the proposed final report of the Senate Watergate Committee say indications are that John Mitchell approved the plans that led to the Watergate break-in. The sources also quote the report as saying there's no evidence to support President Nixon's claim that he withdrew his approval of a 1970 domestic intelligence gathering plan. The Federal Energy Administration says Gulf Oil Company may have padded its bill for imported oil over a four-month period. The FEO alleges that padding amounts to some $46 million. All the votes have now been counted in yesterday's primary, and the final figures show the referendum leasing City Light to I&M approved by a vote of 15,590 to 9,466. In some close races not decided until the early hours of today, Bill Latz won the Republican primary for state senator by 200 votes over Dennis Cruz. And by a 300-vote margin, Dale Fisher beat Ed Lorraine in the Republican County Commissioner's race. In both parties, in close races in the 2nd County Council Manic District, with Joseph Kipfer and Lester Smith winning there. In other races of interest, it will be Democrat Nick Palermo against Republican Bud Meeks in the county sheriff's race this fall. And Robo News asked Meeks what the issues will be.
Number one, I worked for the county police department for 13 years, and I know what the problems are facing the people in the county. I know what the problems facing people on the street. And I don't think Nick has been out on the street that much. I don't think he's been in a position to understand what the problems are in the community today. And I think what our issue is going to be is he aware of what the problems are? Has he been working with the people? And has he been doing anything constructive to try to eliminate those problems?
Ed Rausch easily won renomination to seek another term in Congress, while Republican Walter Helmke will be his opposition. Allen County Police have two teens in custody in connection with yesterday's armed robbery of the Anthony Wayne Surplus Store in the 4600 block of Paulding Road. All the cash taken was recovered. Fort Wayne detectives investigating an armed robbery last night at the Taco Bell restaurant in the 5400 block of South Anthony. A lone gunman made off with an undetermined amount of cash. A car truck accident today near Decatur, Indiana, killed 3-year-old Mick Hodge of Monroe. He was a passenger in a car driven by his mother that slid on wet pavement, hitting a van truck broadside. Obo News time is 5:03. It's 6:03 in Ohio and Michigan.
Maybe you know us, and you don't even know you know us. In our beginning, we were called Ohio Farmers Insurance because we did business mostly in the rural areas of Ohio. But we were so good at it that we grew all the way across the country. So we changed our name to the Westfield Companies. A lot of things change for you, too. A different lifestyle demands a different kind of life insurance. And your independent agent representing Westfield is waiting to fit your coverage exactly to your needs, whether you're single, just married, a homeowner, or a family man. Not just life insurance, lifestyle insurance. Another way that we prove that at Westfield, no matter who you are, we're your kind of people.
We're the Westfield Company.
We're your kind of people.
Westfield.
This is Bob Sievers. The Kidney Foundation's bike-a-thon happens Saturday, May 18th, with registration 7:30 to 9 a.m. and riding 9 to 5:30 p.m. at Homestead High School. Show that you care. Sponsorship forms are available at Kearns and Kohlinger Cycle Shops.
The New York stock market closed mixed today.
The stock market drifted through another indecisive day. The Dow Jones Industrial Index closed up 3.84 and declining issues on numbers advancing. Volume totaled 11,850,000 shares. Brokers said the market suffered from lack of interest, high interest rates, and inflation. One broker said, and so far, there is no evidence in any change in sight. This is Jim Weber King of Williams, Hirony & Company.
The National Weather Service says a tornado watch is in effect until late this evening for southwestern and most of central Indiana. The counties in the WoWo listening area affected by this watch are southwestern Wabash County, including the cities of Wabash and Somerset, and southwestern Grant County, including the cities of Marion, Fairmount, and Swayze. The threat of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging winds will exist in these areas until late this evening. From the Wovo Weather Station, Earl Finkel says showers and thunderstorms tonight. There's a chance for heavy rainfall. Windy and cool, a low near 40, with winds to 25 miles an hour and gusty. Then much warmer tomorrow through Saturday. Earl Finkel checks the complete weather story live in 15 minutes on Wovo. Right now at the airport, there's a thunderstorm. Our relative humidity is 93%, and it's 52 degrees in Fort Wayne. This is Ed Kasuba.
Roberts here. Say there, no one likes to be hassled or pushed into buying, and that's why people like to visit Birch Jewelry. There's a jeweler that cares there, with a special keepsake diamond ring center displaying one of the largest selections of keepsake styles, and with knowledgeable, courteous diamond experts who can answer your diamond questions, not only to sell you, but, well, to serve you. And there's no problem about charging, even if you're under 21 years old. In fact, Birch Jewelry welcomes browsers. After all, when a jeweler knows that he has the best selection of keepsake diamond rings, the world's finest and most beautiful diamonds with their perfect quality guaranteed in writing, well, why not invite comparison shoppers, huh? So visit Birch Jewelry, located 201 West Market Street, serving Bluffton, Indiana, for over a quarter of a century. Open every day from 9 till 5, Friday 9 till 9, closed on Sundays.
There's something you should know about Hires Auto Stores. They have more mufflers than anybody in the tri-state area. And they sell more than anybody because they do the job right. That's the higher story. Service, economy, quality. No tricky guarantee, no halfway service. And you don't get a free muffler with a big installation charge attached. Just a good job at Hires every day, low, low prices. Of course, it may not be your muffler causing the problem. It might be the manifold, the exhaust pipe, or the tailpipe. Whatever the problem, Higher Service Department will check the entire exhaust system and tell you exactly what you need. No need to buy a muffler if that isn't the problem. Hires will spot the trouble and sell you only what you really need. But if you do need a muffler or any other part of the exhaust system, you also need Hires. Take advantage of their low, low everyday prices. Now at four locations, 2042 Broadway, 1302 Maumee, Northcrest, and 7111 South Anthony.
A checkbook's not a checkbook. It's a record album. Draw a check on Fort Wayne National Bank, and it identifies you, itself, the day you wrote it, and to whom. It shows how much it's worth in numbers and words to protect you. It carries your account number, bears your signature, serves as payment and receipt. How businesslike.
We have a daily interest in you at Fort Wayne National Bank.
Heard about the four tickets to the Indy 500, about the 500 gallons of gas in 50 car washes good at either location of Mike's Car Wash, about the 1974 Hurst Olds Cutlass S Pace Car, about how you can win it all if you unscramble Womo's Pace Car Puzzle. Yeah, you've heard about it. But are you going to let somebody else walk away with everything? Or are you going to sit down right now and mail a card with your name, address, and phone number to Puzzle, WoWo, Fort Wayne? If we call, give us the exact serial number, unit by unit, of the dollar bill we've locked away. We'll even help you unscramble it with daily clues. And even if you're not right, you still receive a WoWo Yo-Yo radio to listen to the 500 May 26th. Think of it. The tickets, the car washes, the gas, and that beautiful new Hurst Olds Cutlass S. Just like this year's official 500 pace car. The entire package worth over $7,000. And it could all be yours. All it takes is a postcard to W.O.
Chris, Roberts.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Yeah.
514. Pace car puzzle time, 614 in Ohio and Michigan. Earl Finkel, right around the corner here, 52 degrees at a thunderstorm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. How you doing, huh? It's a Wednesday, May the 8th, 74. This is Jim Croce.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait.
In Ohio and Michigan with Chris Roberts here. Hey, the Allen County Wells Chapter, American Red Cross, needs 100 young volunteers from age 14 and a quarter. That's what says, no, by datum, through high school. If you'd like to work at the Veterans Hospital, Nursing Home, State Hospital, or the Blood Program, call the American Red Cross office right here in Fort Wayne.
At Redwood and Ross, our idea of giving you your money's worth is a sport coat you can enjoy in 75 as well as 74. Your money's worth is also a suit, a shirt, slacks and shoes you can wear and enjoy just as much next year as this year. At Redwood and Ross, you'll find these values, lasting values, because everything that comes into our stores is made to meet Redwood and Ross standards, from fabric to styling to comfort. You'll also find accommodating salesmen and skillful tailors you can have confidence in, because at Redwood and Ross, we believe making sure you get your money's worth means making sure you also get service. Come in and visit Redwood and Ross, where suits start at $85 and sport coats at $65. We're working to make your clothing dollar an investment for tomorrow as well as today. For value with old-fashioned service, Redwood and Ross is at Southtown Mall in Glenbrook Center, Fort Wayne.
Brought to you by the Perfection Biscuit Company of Fort Wayne, makers of famous Sunbeam, Hillbilly, and Right Diet Bread.
So good to your taste, it makes eating fun. Call it the fresh one, call it the fresh one, 'cause it's Sunbeam fresher baked bread. You're starting to smile 'cause it's tasting so good. Call it the fresh one, call it the fresh one, 'cause it's Sunbeam fresher baked bread.
When you open a loaf of Sunbeam bread, you open a whole world of freshness. And in that world of freshness that is Sunbeam bread, you get, for instance, fresh flavor.
Fresh flavor means everything when you're making sandwiches. Any spread you feel like using has got to taste better because it's teamed with Sunbeam bread. All that fresh, fresh flavor in every slice. When you open the wrapper of Sunbeam Bread, you open a whole world of freshness. So open another wrapper as soon as you can. What else?
Baked by the Perfection Biscuit Company, Fort Wayne.
Well, Earl, I hear you're getting a nice facial tan from that radar screen. Anything new looking up on there?
Well, pretty good thunderstorms rolling around the area. One of them has already gone by the airport, officially having begun and ended. No reports that I've heard of immediate winds or hail or anything like that. But remember, a tornado watch still in effect for the counties to the south of us. That's Wabash and Southwest Wabash and Grant, as that line of thunderstorms continues to move off to the east and east-southeast. Rain continues to be present all the way back to just between, just east of Fort Wayne now, and rain all the way down to the south and west. Down along that line of thunderstorms, hail has been reported at Terre Haute, the golf ball-sized hail at Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 1-inch hail around the northern part of Arkansas, around Jonesboro. The warm, humid air colliding with the cold air that's up to the north of us, and particularly to the north of us, where it's only in the 40s. Milwaukee, for example, didn't get out of the 39 to 40 range all day today. Chicago made it to 43, our 52, looking not too bad. Actually, the air continues to try to warm up, but the northeast wind coming down out of Canada keeps putting the chill on it, and these little storm centers rolling around provide the lift in the clouds to blanket out that heat that's trying to move in. So the forecast for the night, with that tornado watch still in effect for the southwest counties from our Fort Wayne area, a cloudy, cold, windy night. Showers, thunderstorms, so it could be heavy with local downpours of rain. Northeast winds 15 to 25, and overnight low temperatures, lower 40s. Then for tomorrow, with skies clearing away very early in the morning as rain comes to an end before dawn, a sunny day and warmer, temperature moving to near 60 degrees. The northeast wind still 15 to 20. Tomorrow night, not so cold. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s. The southeast winds pick up. And on Friday, looks like a chance for a morning shower, then clearing and warmer. Temperature should move up into the 60s. Saturday, with a chance for a thunderstorm, morning and night could make it to the 70-degree range as a little warmer weather continues to push on over. So stay on the alert, particularly to the south and east of the city now, as this shower and thunderstorm line continues moving on eastward.
All right, we'll do. We'll talk to you now on Newsday.
Roger.
Bye-bye. 52 degrees in Fort Wayne this hour, 93% our relative humidity. The winds are to the east at 7 miles per hour. Barometric pressure 29.65 inches on the rise, which is a good sign, I think. Earl Finkel Weather has been approved by the American Meteorological Society and is updated 12 times each weekday on mobile radio. This report brought to you by the Perfection Biscuit Company of Fort Wayne. 22 after 5, pace car puzzle time.
Thank you.
Freems at 524, pace car puzzle time, 624 in Ohio, Michigan. Hello, this is Chris on the radio.
Why does Village Furniture continue to grow while other furniture stores go out of business? Think about that. Then come to either Village Furniture location in Fort Wayne, Gateway Plaza on the Goshen Road and 2612 South Calhoun, during their Mother's Day weekend bonus sale for spectacular furniture bargains today that will remain bargains in the future. Because Village Furniture will be there to guarantee your satisfaction after the sale. And now through Sunday Mother's Day, Village Furniture will give away free a $29 lamp with a purchase of $99 or more. Hurry to Village Furniture today for occasional chairs from $48, sofa values to $600 from $177, bedroom suits $128, chests $33, velvet love seats from $129. See hundreds of bargains at both Village Furniture locations now. Village is open weekdays 9 to 9, Saturday 9 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 5:30. Easy terms, free delivery. You always save at Village Furniture. Plus, now, through Sunday Mother's Day, you receive a $29 lamp free with a purchase of $99 or more.
Hope you're having a good day. Say, if you want to stay friendly with your neighbors, you've got to paint your house every few years. Well, I'd like to give you my secret for painting less often. Leukotex Exterior Acrylic Latex House Paint from HWI. Leukotex is ideal for all types of exterior surfaces, metal, masonry, and of course wood. It's been shown to last 50% longer than some other exterior house paints, so you paint less often. Leukotex dries quickly. Recoat in as little as 2 hours. You spend less time on the job. And cleanup is soap and water easy. HWI's selection of custom mixed colors includes the popular Early American shades. You'll find Leukotex exterior paint at your neighborhood HWI dealer. When you want more than just a product, look for the store displaying the letters HWI. It's the sign of the friendly ones.
HWI, WO,
Ooga Shaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Shaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Shaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Shaka, Ooga, Ooga.
I can't stop this feeling.
Ooga, Ooga,
deep inside of me.
Shaka, Ooga, Ooga.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. Candy, it stays on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I stay affecting if I can't restore. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
If you're in your car, start heading for Richmond. If you're at home, get ready to go, because right now, and for this week only, Richmond Brothers is having an extraordinary sale on slacks. Men's 100% polyester double knit slacks from Richmond Brothers, regularly $14, are on sale now for just $10.88 a pair. Two pair for $21. and of course, no charge for alterations. These handsome slacks, distinctively styled by Richmond Brothers 700 Fussy Tailors, feature belt loop waistbands and flared legs. They're available in a wide selection of solid colors with surface interest. And they're easy to coordinate with Richmond shirts, sweaters, sportswear, and your favorite Richmond sport coat. So don't delay. Now is the time to take advantage of the tremendous one-week-only sale savings on Richmond's $14 knit slacks. Now just $10.88. Get over to Richmond Brothers right now. Richmond Brothers at 918 South Calhoun, at Glenbrook Shopping Center, and at Southtown Mall.
50,000 watts on 1190. Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
The staff of the Senate Watergate Committee is understood to have concluded that former Nixon campaign chief John Mitchell apparently approved the plans leading to the Watergate break-in. Group W's Tom Girard has more.
The draft report of the Senate Watergate Committee concludes that John Mitchell approved the Watergate bugging and that money payments to the original seven Watergate defendants were intended to buy their silence. These conclusions are contained in a 170-page document prepared primarily by Chief Counsel Sam Dash, who distributed copies to the seven senators on the committee. Sources have told Group W News that Dash's report has created a partisan split on the committee staff because Republican staff lawyers were not consulted in preparing the draft. These sources indicate that the minority staff working through the three Republican senators on the committee may push for changes before the final version is released by the end of May. In the draft written by Dash, the committee calls for creation of a permanent special prosecutor to combat political corruption. The document also recommends that it be illegal to set up ad hoc intelligence gathering groups, such as the White House Plumbers Unit. The report also says that the staff doubted the testimony of former White House aide John Ehrlichman, who said he did not know of or approve the Ellsberg break-in. The Dash report sidesteps the question of President Nixon's role in Watergate, leaving that to the impeachment investigators of the House Judiciary Committee. Tom Girard, Group W News, Washington.
Well, the primary election results are finally totaled up. There were some close races, and the one for state senator from the 14th District on the Republican side of the ballot was a real cliffhanger. However, the final totals show that Bill Latz beat Dennis Cruz by some 200 votes for the senatorial nomination. Meanwhile, the county commissioner's race saw Dale Fisher beating Ed Lorraine by about 300 votes, and Joseph Kipfer and Lester Smith will be opposed to each other in November in the race for a seat on the county council. In some other races of interest, Republican Walter Helmke will be trying to unseat incumbent Congressman Edward Rausch in November, and in the hotly contested sheriff's race, it'll be Mud Meeks up against Nick Palermo in November. By the way, the city light referendum passed. The final total was 15,590 people in favor of the leasing of city light to I&M and 9,466 against. A car-truck collision in Decatur, Indiana has left one young boy dead and nine persons injured. Dead is 3.5-year-old Mick Alan Hodge of Monroe, Indiana. The boy was a passenger in the car driven by his mother, Mrs. Colleen Hodge. Officers say the woman's car slid on wet pavement, was hit broadside by a van truck. Allen County authorities have arrested two teenage boys in connection with Tuesday afternoon's robbery at the Anthony Wayne Surplus store in the 4600 block of Paulding Road. The cash taken in the heist was reportedly recovered. An informed source has told Wawa News that the negotiations between the Fort Wayne teachers and the school board are going very well, and that source says he's cautiously optimistic that a tentative contract agreement can be reached within a week. Secretary of State Kissinger said as he left Damascus today that some progress has been made, but no agreement has been reached on an Israeli-Syrian troop disengagement on the Golan Heights. Kissinger returned to Israel, but said he'll go back to Syria later this week. Wawa News Time, 5:33 in Ohio and Michigan. It's 6:33.
Only at Howard's. That's a phrase we're proud of, and one we get to say more often than most, because the Howard Photolab people are always striving to give you the most current innovation in photo finishing. And now, your nearby Howard Photolab dealer introduces the newest of the new, personalized picture postcards. We've been saying all along that our distinctive round-edge prints look like professional picture postcards. And now your rectangular prints come with the same tough and touchable finish, the same unbendable round corners. But now they do more than look like picture postcards. They are picture postcards. Beautiful, photo-dated, ready-to-mail postal cards with your own personal touch at no extra charge. Just write on the back, put on a stamp, drop it in the mailbox, and send a picture memory to someone special. Your personal snapshots now become your personal postal cards, and they're available only
at Howard's.
This is WoWo's Ron Gregory. Do you know the true facts about rape? There is now a rape crisis center in Fort Wayne to provide medical, legal, and other information to rape victims. Call 423-9574 for the Rape Crisis Center.
From the WoWo Weather Station, Earl Finkel says the National Weather Service says a tornado watch is in effect until 8 this evening for southwestern and most of central Indiana. The counties in the WoWo listening area affected by this watch are southwestern and Wabash County, including the cities of Wabash and Somerset, and southwestern Grant County, including the cities of Marion, Fairmont, and Swayze. The threat of tornadoes and severe thunderstorms with large hail and damaging winds will exist in these areas until 8 this evening. In other weather this evening, showers and locally heavy thunderstorms, a chance for heavy rainfall. It'll be cloudy, windy, and cool with a low near 40, with northeasterly winds to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Tomorrow, rain will be ending in the early morning, then it'll be clearing and much warmer with a high near 60, and Friday, partly cloudy and warmer with a chance for a shower with a high in the mid-60s. Currently in Fort Wayne, 52 degrees. This is Debbie Lowe.
McCartney at Wings on Wovo Radio. Band on the run, 5:39, pace car puzzle time. With Chris Roberts, 52 degrees and a thunderstorm in Fort Wayne. This is Sandy Kim.
Look at you, baby, look at me. So in love we used to be. But now it's just a memory. Maybe how'd we ever get this way? Well, I recall when things were fine, and every day the sun would shine. When I was yours and you were mine, baby, how'd we ever get this way?
Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Take coupons, I guess, huh? 5:41. Mobile pace car puzzle time. 6:41 at Ohio, Michigan. With Chris Roberts reminding you, the Council on Alcoholism for the Northeastern Indiana carries on programs of education and referral for people for the drinking problem. Now, Steve Trotter, president of CANE, discussed his organization on this week's Call for Action show, and you will hear it Sunday at 9:30 p.m. right here on 1190.
Hi there, young fella. Hey, what's the matter?
No energy.
No energy, huh?
That's right. You suppose I could get some energy here at local finance?
I don't think I understand.
Well, Mommy and Daddy said that local finance sure is helping them during the energy crisis. So I came here for energy.
I think that what your parents meant, son, is that with the shortages of fuel and jobs and things, times are a little rough. Local finance is helping them consolidate their bills and giving them helpful advice on budget planning.
Oh, you wouldn't happen to have a candy bar, would you?
What for?
For my energy crisis.
Whether your energy problems are large or small, remember, local finance can help. We're good neighbors to know, an affiliate of the American Fletcher Corporation.
Four tickets to the Indy 550 car, 500 gallons of gas, 74 Hurst Olds Cutlass S pace car. Your chance to win it all in seconds on WoWo.
Does travel fascinate you? Well, listen to this. You can travel and get paid for it. Morgan Driveway Incorporated, one of the world's greatest transporters of mobile homes and travel trailers, needs owner-operators right now. No experience necessary because Morgan trains you at no charge. If you're 25 years old or older, in good health, have a good driving record, and own or can purchase a late-model 3-ton short-wheelbase tractor with fifth wheel to pull company-owned low-boy semi-trailers and want to be in a challenging business, well, this is your chance to be a Morgan man. For additional information and truck requirements, contact Morgan Driveway, 2822 West Lexington Avenue, Elkhart, Indiana, or phone collect area code 219-293-1585. That's Morgan Driveway, Elkhart, Indiana. Phone 219-293-1585. Or just write Morgan in care of WoWo Radio, Fort Wayne.
Friends, if you're in a restaurant rut, sometimes your old friends are your best friends. And speaking of old friends, how long has it been since you visited the original Gulag's Paramount? For over 40 years, Gulag's has been known as one of the finest places to dine in Fort Wayne. Dinner guests may select from a wide array of delicious entrees, and their menu is nothing short of superb. Gulag's specialty is their prime steaks, individually prepared to your specifications. And their famous Greek salad is a compliment to any dinner. Relax and enjoy the Mediterranean decor, rich in atmosphere, and leave the preparations of your meal in the hands of Gulag's master chef, the same master that's been preparing excellence for these many years. Sometimes folks are so interested in trying new places, they forget the great old ones. Get that personal attention that means so much right from the first greeting by your hostess, Opal Gulag. For the very finest in dining, visit the original Gulag's Paramount Grill, 3402 Fairfield, a tradition in Fort Wayne.
Telephone line with me this hour is Sue Ann Knott of Gaston, Indiana. Sue, how you doing? Hello, Sue. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. You've just heard WoWo's pace car puzzle. Now, to help you unscramble it, here is today's clue. Two units of the WoWo pace car puzzle are letters. Let me repeat that for you. Two units of the WoWo pace car puzzle are letters. Now, Sue Ann Knott of Gaston, Indiana, our official WoWo judge, is standing by. The moment of truth. Can you correctly identify our scrambled serial number unit by unit? What is the first unit?
G.
A G. You are correct, Sue. The second unit, please.
A 1.
A 1. You are correct again, Sue. The third unit, please.
8.
An 8. Yes, I'm getting a nod, Sue. So far, so good. Could I have the fourth unit?
This is a guess. A 6.
A 6 was that?
Uh-huh.
A 6 was that? Judge, no.
No.
Son of a gun. I'm sorry. Our official judge has indicated in his own very special way that you have failed to unscramble WoWo's pace car puzzle. However, just for playing, you will receive that Magnavox Yo-Yo radio I was telling you about, and you can listen to the Indy 500 May 26th right here on WoWo Radio 1190. Hey, Sue, thanks for playing. Say hello to Gaston for me and have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chris Roberts,
Thank you.
652 in Ohio and Michigan with Chris Roberts here. Hey, have you been to the Kroger Superstore yet, huh? The new Kroger Superstore located in the Southgate Shopping Center? Well, if you haven't, you'll want to be sure to get down there while their Super Grand Opening celebration is on. There's plenty to see because Kroger's designed the Supermart of tomorrow with bright, cheerful lighting and extra wide aisles filled with a super selection of items, brands, and sizes. Well, there's also a complete beer and wine department, plus gourmet and international foods from the four corners of the globe. Still, you'll find shopping the Superstore is just as economical as shopping Kroger always has been, with everyday discount prices throughout the store and hundreds of Kroger prices now reduced. And grand opening specials like Duncan Hines cake mixes, 18.5-ounce packages for three for a dollar with newspaper coupon and a $5 purchase of food. Explore and save 24 hours a day at the new Kroger Superstore, Southgate Shopping Center. Prices effective at other Fort Wayne Kroger stores, too.
As a top volume dealer for Chrysler Plymouth, Poinsett Motors is given preferred treatment by the manufacturer. The only reason that's important to you is that it means you get more at Poinsett Motors. More to choose from at better prices during Poinsett Motors' build-it-yourself sale. While this sale is on, you can get a duster with nothing on it or everything on it. It's your choice, priced from $25.49 to $37.20. It amounts to building your duster from the ground up with only the features you want, like this basic duster with electronic ignition for just $25.49. Or you can get a 1974 Valiant four-door sedan with air conditioning, automatic transmission, power steering, power disc brakes, vinyl roof, and radio for only $37.20. Just the amount of convenience you want and in a compact car for additional fuel savings. Stop in at Poinsett Motors now and build it yourself with Duster or Fury. Poinsett Motors, your Chrysler Plymouth dealer with a plus.
If you've ever been nervous about asking for a loan, we have a place for you to go. Buying a new car or fixing up your house should be a happy event. That's why you'll never see a frown at Lincoln National Bank. Our people understand. Isn't like getting a loan at an ordinary bank. The reason is simple.
Five to go before 6 o'clock. We'll Pace Car Puzzle Time. Headed up to your Chris Roberts program for today. I had a lot of fun today. You don't forget, tomorrow is a Thursday show, which means nothing special exactly, but I'm going to try and give away the car. It'll be the 9th of May, and fortunately, the rain will all be gone, and it'll be a little bit warmer. Till 2 o'clock tomorrow. Bye, y'all, and have a ball.
What do keep my mind on you all the time? And I don't even know if you know. Why do I feel this way? Thinking about you every day. And I don't even know.
The Beehive of Values sign at Citgo for big, big values. Save on nationally advertised tires, steel-belted radials, fiberglass, bias ply, all kinds. Now we've got them. Save money on batteries. Save on things that can help your car perform better. That's more important than ever today. Watch your newspaper for the Beehive of Values specials. Get some big, big values at Citgo. The right way to go.
If you think central air conditioning is too expensive, talk to the Sears Airmen.
Oh, we are the Sears Airmen. We'll do your home no matter where or when.
The Sears Airmen can plan a central air system for your home that exactly meets your needs, so you get effective, efficient cooling at an economical cost.
We can do most anything in central air conditioning, for we are the Sears Airmen.
22,000 BTU model, now just $389. Save $30 at Sears.
50,000 watts on 1190.
Low, 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 low.
Group
W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
Top stories today. Election day is over, and INM will soon be taking over the operation of City Light here in Fort Wayne. The Senate Watergate Committee is reported just about ready to release its final report, and the Ford Motor Company is raising its prices again. Details and direct reports on these and other stories coming up in just a moment on...